In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, of all the things taught by Jesus during his public life on earth, probably the most difficult of all was the concept that Jesus could be one with the Father. His most difficult statements, those that came close to getting him killed and ultimately did bring about his crucifixion, are those in which it was clear that he was God, the Son of God. Statements like, "Before Abraham came to be, I am," or, "He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him," or the simple, "Thou hast said it," in response to the high priest's question as to whether or not he was the Christ, the Son of God. None of this is surprising. And in some degree, we can understand the reluctance of the Jewish people to accept his claims, because their forefathers, the Jews of the Old Testament, had been trained over the centuries to know that there is only one God. Indeed, this belief in the single, all-powerful Creator of all things is what distinguished them from the pagan neighbors as God's first chosen people. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." So it's hard to fault the Jews for not understanding that is one relative to the multitude of false gods who are in reality nothing more than idols, that means evils. It is only in the New Testament that God reveals himself and makes it known that this divine unity exists in a trinity of persons. It is only when we hear our Lord identifying himself with the Father or speaking about sending the Holy Ghost after his ascension that we come to know this Trinity. Only when we see the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon Jesus in the Jordan and a voice from heaven saying, "He is the Son of God." So the Trinity is a difficult mystery to understand. It is the most important in our daily life, but it's also the most rebuking, the most central, and the most difficult one. We are rooted in the Holy Trinity. That's what is the most important in our daily life. We are all baptized, or we will all be baptized soon, in the name of the Father and of the Son and on the Holy Ghost. We are rooted in the Holy Trinity. We are temple of the Holy Trinity. The Father revealed himself in the burning bush of Exodus. "I am." "I am" is a secret of the Holy Trinity. "I am with you" is a secret of redemption. The Son revealed himself in his redeeming incarnation and on the cross. The Son, Jesus, dwells in us. The Holy Spirit revealed himself at the baptism of Jesus and on the day of Pentecost, when he was bestowed upon the apostles in the shape of tongues of fire. Holy Trinity is a deep mystery. Something we know it's true because it's from God, revealed by God, but we cannot understand fully, totally on earth. It is the heart of our salvation. But how can we join it? How can we love the unknown? How can we touch it? Can we see in real life some mirrors of the Trinity? The answer is yes, definitely. Here are some of them. The first mirror is fatherhood. Fatherhood, which involves having children, bringing them to life, introducing them into the world, and letting them be themselves. God has the heart of a father. God is father because he's the absolute source of everything, the one from whom everything flows. God is source. God is father and the source of all fatherhood. It's not God who looks like earthly fathers. It is the other way around. From him comes all fatherhood, said St. Paul. Second mirror is the truth. Dear parents, you teach your children to tell the truth. Everybody has a right to know the truth, to hear the truth. Saying the truth is the first of all charities. One who speaks the truth opens his heart. In God is all the truth. God, although he is secret, speaks to himself. It is his word, his son, through which God reveals himself to men. In the words of Revelation, the God of truth reveals his secret to men. He reveals himself. Therefore, he sends his word, his son, who says, I am the truth. He says everything, and in that sense, he has the last say, the last word. All our little truths are a mirror of God, and all our big lies are just like spitting in the face of God. The third mirror is a gift of love. Love gives everything, spends everything, and puts everything on fire. Love gives wings. When we love, nothing is impossible. The Holy Ghost, through his seven gifts, gives God. He puts everything on fire. Grace is the love of God, which would like to attract a bit of reciprocity from us. Let's be cautious not to yawn in front of grace. So three mirrors of the Holy Trinity in our daily life: fatherhood, truth, and love. Three persons in God, yet a single source of fatherhood, truth, and of love. So, how can we reach the Trinity? Can our human strength reach the hidden source? God is at the same time one and three, one God and three persons. Once again, this statement is difficult to understand for us. It's difficult to accept by those who don't have faith. It seems absurd and contradictory to Jews and Muslims. It's terribly as abstract and cried for from the practical experience of so many catechists who usually skip any reflection about it. The mystery of the Trinity is inaccessible because faith is not limited to our little thinking. Faith gives God in all his works and not just through excerpts or quotes. We don't invent it. We receive it. Such a mystery as the mystery of the Holy Trinity, one God in three persons, is not to be understood perfectly on earth. It's to be contemplated. How is it possible to know, to love the unknown? In fact, we should only ask for God himself. What is the meaning of human life? It's to know, to love, and serve God. We have to go back to God, the Trinity. Go back to the Father through the Son in the Holy Ghost. The Father helps his child run to him. He holds his hand. The simple thing here is a sign of the cross. Faith is not discovered through human experience. Faith is told, announced, accepted, and confessed. Confessors of the faith are the loudspeakers of God. Go baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, Jesus says. But today, many of the mirrors of God on earth, fatherhood, truth, and love, are no longer shining brightly. Confusion is everywhere. There are so many scandals. There are so many broken hearts, so many broken families. The public media and education system often, too often, do not speak the truth. So there are many disappointed, many violent men who want to be master of lies. Who want to be master of our life from its beginning to its end. All this impairs the mirrors of the Trinity we have on earth. No children of God any longer. No Father in heaven, the world says. Those for whom family happiness was just an illusion, love a cause of despair, truth just a joke, all those are orphans of God, orphans of the Trinity, source of fatherhood, truth, and love. A century ago, on Trinity Sunday, a young woman, 22 years old, suffering from tuberculosis, wrote a letter to the Holy Trinity. From her deathbed, she offered herself as a victim of Holocaust to God's merciful love, to Trinity's merciful love. She wrote, "Dear God, oh my God, most blessed Trinity, I desire to love you and make you loved. I desire to work for the glory of Holy Church by saving souls on earth and liberating those suffering in purgatory. I desire to accomplish your will perfectly and to reach the degree of glory you have prepared for me in your kingdom. I desire, in a word, to be a saint. But I feel my helplessness, and I beg you, O my God, O Holy Trinity, to be yourself my sanctity. In the evening of this life, I shall appear before you with empty hands, for I do not ask you, Lord, to count my works. All our justice is stained in your eyes. I wish then to be clothed in your own justice and to receive from your love the eternal possessions of yourself. I want no other throne, no other crown, but you, my beloved. I want, O most Holy Trinity, at each beat of my heart, to renew this offering to you an infinite number of times, until the shadows, having disappeared, I may be able to tell you of my love in an eternal face to face." She signs this prayer, Mary Françoise Thérèse of the Child Jesus and the Holy Face, unworthy Carmelite religious. Dear faithful, even in the best minds of the church, even the best minds of the church are poorly equipped to explain the mysteries of God. These words from Saint Thérèse help us to reach the essential. The Father is a source, the Son is a river, and the Holy Ghost is the current. And us, who are we? We are a sign of the Trinity in a secular world. Being baptized, we belong to God, we belong to the Catholic Church. We are witness, we are preacher, and we are loudspeaker of the greatness of God, the Trinity. As we prayed in the collect this morning, we can thank God for the gift of the true faith. We can adore Him in the glory of His Trinity and in the grandeur of His unity. And we can ask Him to let this faith strengthen us in facing the difficulties of life. Holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.